All y'all say about before, yeah. We've seen that nigga down there in the
Okay, so we have finished the chapter 2, right? My right? And we covered all the content of chapter 2. And also, I checked the schedule. So Monday, Dr. Piccone also talked about the Fourier theorem, right? How do you guys think about this course until now? It's okay, it's easy, or it's a little bit difficult?
The last.
Right, because this kind of lots of stuff. Yeah.
So, I don't think it's easy though.
That's why this, I try to put some review after we finish each chapter. I try to review some content, and I will point out which kind of homework problem is the typical problem and might be show up in the exam. Right. Let's save you some time. Okay. Today we are going to give a quick review about chapter 2, and after the review we will do some typical homework together. Two kinds of typical problems. The first one is how to get the differential equation through a circuit. Yeah. That's the first important one. The second important one is to compute the convolution. Give you two continuous signals. You need to be able to compute the convolution of them. That's two typical problems for this chapter. Called a signal and a system. So for this RC circuit is our typical system, right? Mathematically, we will use the differential equation to represent our system. Like this is the voltage input, right? This is the input X. For this case, this is the voltage. In some circuit, this might can be a current input. And the output, Y, can be each of them. Lots of things can be our Y, such as the voltage of this
can be our y t. We can measure this as y, or we can measure this as y, and this as y. It depends on your requirement. Using this circuit, and we can get our differential equation. And currently, we only need to get the differential equation. In the following chapter, we will talk about how to solve the differential equation. Currently, we only need to from this, and we will write down something like dy. Something like that. This is not correct for this one, but I'll just give you an example. We give you this circuit, you need to get this. But how to solve this? We will study this, study how to solve this differential equation in the following chapter. For this kind of how to get this differential equation, the key point is here. If this is voltage input, the xt equals to this voltage 1, voltage 2, voltage 3. If this voltage, we will write down something like that. And using this equation, we get the differential equation. And instead, if the input is a current input, for this case, usually we will need to use the IT equals to such this is I1T, I2T, I1T, I2T, something like that. And we have three different kind of components. First, the capacitor. This for this one, the property is for this capacitor, the current is equal to C times the differentiation from the voltage to the time. The second one is the easy one, the resistor. And the third one for conductor. The voltage equals to L times the differentiated current to the time. That's the key for how to get the differential equation. And for one system, after we get the differential equation, also we can use the Euler approximation to get the difference equation. That's one method to approximate the differential equation used as the discrete time difference equation. After that, we will get difference equation may be something always write down the difference equation as this kind of formula. And from another point of view, a difference equation is a digital filter, right? Because use this difference equation, we can compute the transfer function. And the transfer function itself is like a digital filter. For this kind of difference equation, we can always solve it recursively. For example, we give our input xn equals to delta n. Here the initial condition y minus 1 and y minus 2 is 0. These two called initial conditions. For this kind of difference equation, usually we can solve like that. We can draw a chart. This is n, x n, x n, for this system input, we will get the output here. First, when n equals to 0, here these two are all 0, right? Because our input is delta n. And the xn, when n equals to 0, xn is to 1. And here, for yn, since we have the initial conditions y minus 1, y minus 2 is 0. Here is y minus 2 is 0. This one is y minus 1 0, and here we will put all these numbers into this equation, and we will solve to get yn. Here yn equals 0, and when n equal to 1, we just move this two values here, this 1, 0, this 1, 0, right? And this is 1, this is 0. And for yn part, this can be put here, 0, 0, and we put all these values into the equation. We get yn equals 0. When n equals 2, this is 0, 1, and 0, 0, 0, and we put this number here, yn equals 2, right? And we do this recursively, we will get yn equals to 0, 0, 2, 4, and equals to 0, 1, 2, 3.
Can you go through where you got your first line of information, like the n is 0, x n is 1? Can you go back through
the first
how you
line, right? Okay, yeah. In the first line, when for our system, we give the input x n equal to delta n. For delta n, we know delta n, only delta 0 equals to 1, otherwise it's 0. So here, this is x 0, right? This is 1. Here is x minus 1, 0. X minus 2, 0. So we don't have problem on this, right? For the y, for this part, for the y part, when n equals 0, here is y minus 2. What's the value of y minus 2?
Given the initial condition.
Yes, initial condition. This is 0. And here is y minus 1. What's that?
Zero,
right? And so here we will put this y when n equals 0, right? Here is our equation. Y 0 equals to time this is 0 minus this is 0 plus 2 times x minus 2 0 equals 0, right? That's why we get this. And when n equals to 1, we just slide these two. We can this one and this one.
Okay.
The same thing. Left. Now let's see what's the complete response for the first order difference equation. Like for the first order, yn equals to a times y n minus 1 plus b times xn. For the initial condition, the y minus 1. This initial condition is not necessarily equal to 0. For the, if we if we can say that one is a complete response, this one is not zero. Usually, this kind of equation we will get yn a the power of n y0. We will get the result is will be always this kind of format. And we will consider these two parts. The first part we call it initial response, because that's related to the system initial condition. It's an a to the power of n times y0. And the second part we call it false response. Since this one is input, the system output is some kind of this sum, and if this sum is summed here, this part of output is generated by the system input xi, so we call it false response. And this here just to give you some idea, because when we deal with the Z transform, Laplace transform later, we will need to compute the initial response and the false response separately. In the future, we will learn about how to get this part. Currently, you just know the result will be this kind of form. Two types of problems you need to be able to solve. The first one is the RC circuit. You need to be able to get the differential equation. The second one is the continuous time signal convolution. Now let's see the problem and 2.20. Because these two kind of problems are so important, you need to make sure you'll be able to solve them. Here I will ask all of you to solve this problem right now, and at the same time I will ask one of you to come to the whiteboard to solve it here. Anybody know why the fan sheet? page
I will solve this problem with you. So everybody can just try by your own to solve this problem. Because you will, definitely you will see this kind of problem in the exam. Either exam one or the following. For this term, IT can be represented by
order T versus yeah. T.
No.
IT for here. IT is for this one. We see T is IT
number the formula.
Yeah. IT what is here, what is DYT? DYT is not the VDT.
Here, if we
put this into our equation, we will get rid of IT.
Okay.
That's my idea.
Yeah.
Right. Here we already have that. And now we need to get rid of IT. We replace IT with this one. Then we will get VT.
It's been 2 years because of the differential, so forgive me. So we just keep this variable.
Right.
This becomes
the second one. Yeah, right. Exactly. And also here, don't forget this thing. Right. Thank you. Z time differentiate VCT to the time t. So this is the right. We have to get the VCT.
So anybody done with the problem? So the basic idea is to first we write down the equation, right? Using this is the voltage input, we write down this is what this voltage equal to this V equal to V1 plus V2, V3 here. And then we will replace some element with this kind of formula. We get the second part. Xt equal to Vct plus L times this derivative plus It multiply R. And now we need to think about it. For the problem A, we need to get we need VCT. Then in this equation, we need to get rid of IT. And for the problem B, we want to get IT. Then we will replace VCT with IT. Then we get the result here and there. So, do you have any problem, any questions on this?
So you said to find VCT, you remove IT from difference.
Right. In order to find the VCT, here we have both VCT and IT.
Yeah.
In order to find the VCT, we need to get rid of IT, right?
Yeah.
We need to use VCT to represent IT. Then
After that, we get the solution. And for the problem B, it's the same thing. Okay, I'll go over this again by myself. First, we write out the equation. Right, we don't have a problem on this. See, here, VRT is very simple. It starts R times IT. So, in the problem A, we need to get VCT. Now, that's already VCT. And now, this part. Using the formula here, L, this is the inductor, right? Now, this equals to L times derivative of IT, right? We want to get the VCT, but here, the IT is unknown. We need to get rid of IT. In order to get rid of IT, we need to build the relationship between VCT and IT. If we see here,
you so well.
IT equals to C times VCT derivative. So using this equation, we will get FT equals VCT L C Then we get the result. The most important part is this step to build the relationship between IT and VCT. After that, we can get both IT and VCT. Okay, we finished the problem of the voltage input. Now let's take a problem with the current input. Let's say the problem 24A. In the page
91. This problem, the input of the circuit is current input, IT. So now let's all try to solve this problem by your own. And I will find a student to do it together with me.
Relationship. is the voltage equal to this.
So we one or
we can start step by step what YT is after L time D I by L D T.
So we 1 over tau, integral
YT,
or some other starting first place variable we need to know.
Yeah.
So like, so from minus infinity to
T. Yeah, exactly.
It's equal to IT.
IT.
IT. IT. IT.
Then that will put it up here. Then that's it. Here we have this integral, right? Really, in the final answer, we need to get rid of this integral. We just do a derivative.
Okay, so it's not me.
We just we do derivative to t, I to dt equals to t
y plus
1
over
L. Yeah.
Y t there.
Yes. And here the L is 1, right? So this part is 1.
Okay.
Then we get the result. This one. Which is not that bad.
Yeah.
Thanks. So, everybody with me. For this kind of current input, we just, first we build the relationship. The total current, if it's the IT equal to the I1T plus I2T here, we get this equation, IT equal to I1T plus I2T. Then we will try to using represent I1T and I2T with the variables we already know. For the I1T, for the I1T here, this here is nothing but a resistor. So the voltage, here the voltage is equal to the voltage here. The voltage here is just YT equals to R and I1T, right? Then this part is YT over R, the first part. For the second part, here is an inductor. We look up this equation for inductor. We have this relationship. The voltage equals to L times derivative of the current. So we will get YT equals L times I2T dt. Is there any questions on this? Why I get this? Yeah. So here we need to get I2T, right? We just solve this equation. 1 over LYT equal to DI2T dt. And we use the, we do integration. Here, do integration. And here will become I2T. The right side will become I2T. And this side will become L1 times minus infinity Y then C then. Right. Then we get I2T. Thank you. purely in the result, we need to get rid of this integral. So in order to do that, we do a differentiation for t. Then we just get the result. So, any questions on this? Everybody with me? Right. Okay, yeah. We have a 10-minute break and we continue after that.
And wouldn't that really be what you would do with 220b? Because, like, instead of saying v sub c of t is equal to 1 over t times.
For which step?
Well, because, I mean, V sub C of T wouldn't be equal to 1 over T.
Yeah,
it wouldn't be equal to that term, right? Wouldn't you just substitute that in and then differentiate both sides of the equation and differentiate everything?
Right. You already, you got this. For this, the question we have IC, either IC and VC. If they have some relationship. We can represent IT to VT, and also we can represent VT to the IT. If we want to get IT, we just get rid of all the IT by replacing with VT, then we get the result.
Well, like here, Sam. So wouldn't you just substitute this into the equation and differentiate both sides of
Did the derivative here to get rid of the integral?
How do you determine what, like, here's the modeling area? How do you determine?
Yeah, I mean,
what
order of nation did it.
So we're actually like
two to the H2O.
One.
How do you describe
that? The one is to make the one we have. The to make the one and then the other one. We write down the
I
I guess one better question would have been, how do you determine this?
Remember the first one, you want to get the and when we're going to put it in our system, we already get that from
consciousness.
And this H1 is from here, all from the previous level.
Alright, well then, how do we find the initial? How do we find this very first one?
Continuous time signal convolution, right? For continuous system, this is our system. We give a continuous input xt, and we get a continuous output yt, right?
if we give a continuous signal delta t impulse, we will get the impulse response. So xt is equal to the integral x tau delta t minus tau d tau.
Right. Because the safety, this part starts at 15. The value is 1 by 1. And the
output will be equal to this is just a convolution of xt and ht. So the impulse response represents all the properties of our system. And that's why we need to be able to solve the convolution. Which
is that x of tau or is that
here?
Yeah, everywhere. Yeah, right there.
Here is if we do the integration.
Is that tau or z?
This tau.
Okay.
Now, man, you can use lambda or anything you
want. Yeah,
use.
I just want to keep it consistent.
Right. Usually use tau here.
Oh.
Or tau or lambda. And remember, we give the first our system is represented by the ht. That's our system, and we give a xt. We try to get yt. Now we need, at this time, we need to do the convolution. To do the convolution, exactly using this formula. Also remember, since the convolution operation is commutative, you can either do this x tau ht minus tau or equal to h tau x t minus tau. Either for this integral, this x tau we already know, right? And this for the ht minus tau, how to get that? First, we have our h tau, right? And the first step. What's the first step to get the flip, right? To flip and we slide. First we will flip. If the signal is here, after the flipping, the signal is there. We get h minus tau. And then we slide t. We will get h t minus tau. Now we get h t minus tau and x tau. We do convolution of this two. Okay, now I'll give you an example. I think I already
covered that in very details in the Friday's lecture. So right now we just go ahead to do the homework problem.
Sure.
So let's see the problem. So A is very simple, we can just do B. Everybody, we can start solving this problem, and then I will choose one student to come to. Hold on, come to solve the problem. So everybody, you try to finish it by your own hand.
That's B. It's here. That's one.
No, that's the problem. Oh, sorry. It's not the
wrong problem. I think this is just a graph.
Yeah. Yes, we only need to compute the convolution part. We don't.
So just like the graph on the board.
Yes, we just forget anything. We just do the convolution on this to figure out.
So you want me to draw these two?
Right. I can blame my whole first thing.
First, we will need to decide which explain the reason. Because we need to do the sleep and the slide.
Right.
Since this is like this was the function 2 minus t.
Right.
We need to do the sleep and the slide. This function changes. It's not 2 minus t anymore. Sometimes if this is complicated, this will become complicated. But here, if we flip and slide this one, it's always a constant 2, right?
Yeah.
After flip is still 2.
Just
after
you slide
is still 2, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
On turn
yeah.
Like that.
Yeah.
So, in a way, redraw it.
Yes. So, yeah. First, we need to flip.
So, it just be. Mm-hmm.
From the integration, from the convolution integration, we will need a tau. We x t convolution v t equal to the integral of v tau x t minus tau d tau.
Remember,
because here for this integral, this t is a constant. You can regard this as a constant.
Sure.
After that, we will get something like ft down there, right?
Right.
Yeah. And now we have x minus tau. We need to get x t minus tau.
It's t.
You need to. What's the boundary of this? It's 2 0.
Yeah.
2 0.
It starts 2 to 0.
Magnitude starts t minus.
Right.
Yeah,
so this is
thing with
R2.
It starts here, right? Currently we don't know what t can be minus 10 or can be 10.
Whatever.
We just need to look at the boundary here. What's this boundary? What's the left? No, that's not the case.
Left boundary?
The last
part
here? Yeah. Oh, right. This here is next to the
right. Oh, you're moving it. Oh, okay.
We already flat.
Yeah. Okay, so it's greater.
What's the right boundary? Now we can move on. What we need is we need integral this one and that one. Now we flat this one.
So we need to find.
Need to slide this from the negative infinity to here.
Okay. How do we do that?
First, we need this one. Like we slide this.
Now it's going to change.
Now it's going to change.
Right.
But before that, they are all zero.
Right.
That's zero. Previously, if t is less than zero, it will be look like this. That will be zero. And what we add here, if this becomes this one, we will integral this part.
This part still zero over here.
Right, we need to decide the boundary. So this case, what's the boundary?
This one, or of the green one? So this boundary, t minus 2?
It would be 0 to t. That's how the integral is here.
Okay, yeah. But
we're
looking at this corner. So this is T.
That's T. Okay. That's always the manifold.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Right. And this is, what's the situation? This is, this T is T equal to T less than 2, right?
Yeah.
T needs to less than 2. We have
right.
This is one case, and this is another case. Right.
So there are three cases?
Yeah.
Two. One there's one.
Oh,
all right. Before 0, between 0 and 2, and after 2, is that
right.
The 3 case?
Right.
Okay.
This case is T is greater than 1 less than 2.
Right.
And
right.
The integral is 0 to T. Right.
Right.
And what's the next case?
0, I mean, 2.
This should be 0, right?
Perfect. Is it going to be past 2 or here? So it'll be 1 to T. We already got this part.
Yeah, we cannot do the story.
Okay, so where we're going, what we're going to start at? Here we use 0, here we're going to use 1, or less than 1.
Here we use, this is 0, 0, 2, here is 2.
Yeah, 2 is less than
2. Greater than 2, need to less than something,
right? Less than T minus 2.
So we need to decide the boundary. We need, this is, needs to be minus 2 into less than. Oh, it's minus 1 of T minus 2. In this case, T minus 2 needs to be less than 2.
Okay, yeah. All right.
Because if it's greater than 2,
right. It'd be over here.
Right.
It's
always.
It'd be over here.
Somewhere. Yeah. The boundary is the most important part. This always T less than 2.
T minus 2. Okay. And then over, are you T is less than 4?
We get T less than 4.
Yeah.
And also T should be greater than 2.
Yep.
In this case, what's the boundary?
From 2 to 4.
Here, it comes this curve is constant.
It's not a real constant.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. And what's this one?
This one here?
Here.
So you mean like t minus 2 to 2?
This function doesn't.
Here,
right? It's actually 2 minus top.
Mm-hmm.
If I get it up.
Because it can only be 3.5 to 2.
That's it.
We have the whole equation.
Yeah, the whole equation. Do you have questions? How I get to this step?
Where does this come from?
That's done here.
2 minus 5.
That's this curve.
Oh, okay. That's the slope of that one?
Yeah. And that's the
thing. Yeah. The length of that?
Yeah. So that's the length of that. What if we write this equation for this
yeah.
What's the length? Y equals 2 for the
Right.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly. Right.
Okay.
And if we write down this function, it will be equal to
the other
equals
right.
And then
the other
is zero.
The other one. Okay. So we're calling each one of these tiles. So here to here is tile, from there to there is tile. Each unit is a tile,
This is
the top. Yeah, so this one is a tile, this two tiles,
yeah,
like that. Okay, so now I don't
know. So what's the
base?
So
you
want to multiply
the Okay, so does anybody have questions on the problem B? Anybody be able to solve that? Let me do it again, right? Here we need to do the convolution for this two functions. So the convolution of xt and vt just equals to vt x. During the integral, we call it tau, xt minus tau, d tau. Right, that's, everybody with me?
Right now, we will fix VT and flat XT. We need an X tau. What's the X tau? What's V tau? V tau is just VT, right? We already have that. And what's the XT minus tau? If we need to flip to get X minus tau and then slide to get XT minus tau. Right? In order to get XT minus tau, we need to do this two steps. Here, let's see. We already have X tau. X tau is here. If we flip, what will it look like? X minus tau. What's X minus tau look like? It's just reverse that. It's just here. This curve is just X minus tau, right? But we will, that's just the first step, the flip. The second step, we will need to slide. We slide T, then we will get XT minus tau. So the boundary here is minus 2 to 0. After the slide, the boundary will become t minus 2 to t. Here is 2. Is there any questions on this? Why I get t minus 2 at t? Any questions on this? No questions.
Is the minus 2 because it goes to minus 2?
Right, because we slide t, right? From minus tau to t minus tau, we slide t. T is what? T is, can be different values. The boundary is always this boundary plus t. This boundary plus t. That's a new boundary. Now we get a new boundary. After the step, we have xt minus tau, right? Here, xt minus tau. We have the boundaries, the curve, and the xv tau we have here. We have it here. Now we need to slide this, because t is variable. T can be changed. If the t is very is in the negative side, such as this is, because if t is minus side, this curve will be in here. In this case, the integral, what's the integral? What's the result of the integral?
Zero.
Yes, it's zero, right? Because here, they don't have the common area. This will be zero. In the first step, we need to define the boundary. The segment, we need to get the integral segment by segment. If t is less than 0, this integral is equal to 0. And we keep moving it to this direction it will reach here very quick. Right. Is t minus 2 dt. Now we get this part. We shred this part, right? In this case, the integral from negative infinity to positive infinity will become, what's the left?
Zero,
right? What's the right?
T.
Yes. Will become zero to t. Right. And here, t is greater than zero and less than two. Because if t is greater than two, the boundary will change. Any questions on this? And we will keep moving. We move when the left boundary passed across zero. The shear part is this part. Equal to zero, we share this part. What's the boundary of this?
T minus 2.
Yeah, T minus 2. What's this?
2.
Yes, exactly. And this integral will become T minus 2 to 2.
So T is greater than 0 and less than 2.
T is greater than 2, right?
Yeah.
And needed to...
Oh, T
is
greater
than 2. Yes. And here, this case, T minus 2 needed to less than 2. Otherwise, it will go away. T minus 2 less than 2, T will be less than 4. It is 4. Is there any questions on this? So this is kind of important. The most important one is need to decide what's the boundaries of t and what's the boundaries of the integral. If you decide there's two boundaries, it's done. It's almost there. Right.
Would the first one be negative infinity to zero? Negative infinity to positive infinity?
You mean here?
Yes.
Oh, no. If t less than zero, because we always need to...
Okay, I see that.
Yes. We always need to solve this integral. If we keep moving, this will go away.
Right.
When t is greater than 4, this is a pathway. What is the integral if t greater than 4?
0.
Yes, 0. Okay. The first step decided these two boundaries. The boundary is the segment of t and the boundaries of this integral. And then we can do it. The first one is just a zero. Second one, right? Here, x tau is factor 2. And yeah, here weta is equal to, this is weta. Any questions on this step? No questions, right? It starts from there. Here, what we talk? Anybody tell me what we talk? What's the value of we talk?
Beta.
It starts at 2, right? So it's 6. Do you write down this function? We tau equals to 2. This is from above, and otherwise is 0. Right? Here we just get this part. It's just 2. And what x t minus tau?
2.
Oh, I think I confused you. Because here, sorry, weta is not 2. Weta is 2 minus tau. Weta is this one. Weta is this one. Not this one. Weta is 2 minus tau, and x, t minus tau is 2, and d tau. Any questions on this step? Here I need to want to point out that why I fixed this and move x. Because we always try to keep this part simple. We always want to keep this part simple. If this is a constant, after the flip and the slide, this is still a constant. If this part has something like tau square, something lost stuff, this one, this part will become very complicated, right? You always need to make decisions which one is fixed, which one you will slide. Now it's just 2 and now we get the result. It's just the calculus. You do this. If you have problem to understand this step, you need to review your calculus book. And for the that's for 2. For 3, the integral is from t minus 2 to 2, right? And here is just the same. V tau is 2 minus tau. And x t minus tau is just 2. This part is always this. But the integration boundary is different. Here we get 2
to do it step by step to get a result. Any questions on this? And the step, the segment 4 is also 0. Finally, we need to write down.
I heard you say that one part would always be the same, one part was different. I wasn't looking up when you said that. What were you pointing at? All stuff for you when you're doing the integral?
This part is always fixed, right?
Okay. The only thing that changes is what you're entering.
Yeah. Right. If this is a complicated result, it's always fixed. The changing part only is the this tool. To sum up, you always need to write down this as put them together. If T is less than 0, this convolution is 0. If T is greater or equal to 0 and less than 2, this is minus T squared plus 4T. And if T greater than 2 minus 4, this is T squared. If T is greater than or equal to 4, it's 0. That's the final result. All these steps is in order to get the result. Sure, that's definitely in the test. That's why I do it again and again. Now let's look at another one. The problem E. Let's see the problem E. I will do it for you, and you need to take some time to be able to solve this convolution.
It's the homework solution is online, that's there.
The problem E.
First, we will need to decide which one we fix, which one we slide, right?
Well, what if you want to keep fixed?
Usually, we will choose the simple one to slide. Here, we will select the XT.
Yeah.
Right.
Can you always pick either one?
Sure, you can always. It's no. But if you slide the complicated curve, you will need more time to do the convolution.
Okay.
Right. And sometimes it's easy to make mistakes. You need to be very careful.
And let's see the way, what way how. Way how is not like that. And now we need to get using x tau to get x t minus tau. Here is x tau. First, I will flip to get x minus tau. This boundary is from minus 1 to 3. After flipping, what's the new boundary?
Minus 3.
Yes, exactly. Minus 3 to 1. And then we slide to get xt minus tau. What's the boundary for the t minus tau?
T minus 3 to t plus 1.
Yes. T minus 3 to t plus 1. Now let's see, we will slide this to here. If t, here is, the right side is t plus 1. If t plus 1 is less than, the right boundary is less than this left boundary. It's less than 1. This side is 0. Right? And we keep moving to this side. This is t minus 3, t plus 1. In this case, this part is shared. If t minus 3 less than 1. T greater than 0 less than 4. The integral will become, what's the boundary? From 1, right? 1 to t minus plus 1. And if we keep sliding, the figure will look like this. In this case, what's the integral boundary? It's self from t minus 3 to t plus 1. Right. And this one is t greater than 4. And for each case, we need to do the integral. Like for the first one is 0, 2. From 1 to t plus 1. And here, this is just 2 times 4 times. And you get the result. And the 3 is the same thing. The only difference is the boundary. Some result. Any question on this? You need to put some time to solve this kind of problem by your own. Otherwise, you never know how to solve this problem.
Okay, that is for today. Thanks.
Thank you.
And on like that last one, you take the integral from t minus 3 to t plus 1 because v of t goes on for infinity, right?
Yeah. Up here, minus 1 here.
And that's your last limit of integration because
yeah.
t goes on for infinity.
Right.
Yeah.
Always that.
And so you would approach number t in the same way, right? Like you would plug this one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Almost
the same way. And I guess you just, this would be the better of two evils there for simplicity. Yeah. Okay.
But this kind of problem is not difficult, but it's very easy to make mistakes. Sometimes you just can do with this one.
Yeah.
How did you choose the problem?
Right.
This kind of position. What should be the boundary? The boundary is the cross boundary of the left side 2 minus 3.
Here it says.
Oh, it's T.
Yeah.
It goes on.
Right, so keep going on.
So
this kind of thing, you need to be very clear in your mind. It needs to mess up. So the better, maybe find some, use a ruler or something. Something like that. We are happy to defend the boundary.
Orange gray is T minus
three started there.
I just thought it would be like a little something to get people used to that not in the graph.
I mean, I understand that that would be the same, but without small samples, I don't know how much abundance.
Right.
I may have to come to you later.
Okay. So you started on it before you
Well, I was just trying to get my main finger on it.
Right.
That's all I've done so far.
You have to tell for
Yeah,